Cases of high pathogenic avian flu continue to multiply almost too quickly to keep pace with. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey on Monday announced another 5 probable cases in commercial chicken farms, including a 3.8 million bird layer operation in Sioux County.
That takes us in total, by the time you look at the layer facilities, to about 9.5 million layers that are either confirmed positive or presumptive positive, and that's up to the minute report.
About half of the cases so far have been found in Minnesota, and as a result, Governor Mark Dayton declared a peacetime state of emergency in the state last week.
Which will tighten up the state agency's line of command and control over this and provide for a more efficient interaction with the USDA, who's now sent about 100 people from into Minnesota to help combat this situation. But we are going to continue to intensify our response and focus on those areas where there are more sites that have been developed, identified, that are in close proximity to some of the others.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Dave Fredrickson says the additional resources provided by the declaration will help in the effort to contain the disease.
To the companies, certainly, and to the farmers and their families who have been impacted by the loss of poultry to avian influenza, we're doing our best. I know that many of those farmers, their losses are not only financial, but they're certainly also emotional. And if they're experiencing hard times, please give our department a call. Farmers who haven't been impacted by this virus, I ask you to please work with us and to practice strict biosecurity on your farms.
Meanwhile, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke with the Chinese agriculture minister on Monday, asking him to reconsider that nation's ban on all poultry products from the United States and make it regional.
We don't have any incidences on the East Coast, so why would you say that you can't buy poultry from Virginia or North Carolina? And that is an argument that we have successfully made consistent with OIE international standards to 38 countries that are opposing partial bans, which is the appropriate way to approach this.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.